It's 8:42 now on News Radio 600 WMT. This morning, speaking with Daniel Seehafer from the American Legion. He's the national commander of the Legion. And good morning, Mr. Seehafer. How are you doing?
Good morning, Randy. Good morning, Randy. Good. Everything's going great here.
Good, good. Glad to hear that. We're headed into some holidays here, but we also want to tackle a topic that has been a concern for just so many people. The American Legion has really added their concern to this, too, and it's been the rising numbers of veteran suicides. Can you tell Mr. Seehafer what the American Legion is really doing to help fight this problem?
Yes, Randy, and our listeners knowing about this as well, I'm sure we've heard some statistics, the veterans taking their lives per day from 17, 18, 22. I can give you reports that sometimes it can even be double that. The one that I've been using, too, is that we have said those earthly goodbyes to our veterans, and that is 135,000 since 9/11. And that is more, just think of this, that is more than from Korea to the present, all the deaths that incurred during those wars. And that is staggering. So what we have done is we put this as a priority of ours. And we have created not just a slogan or a fancy little catchy campaign, but really what pulls on the heart. We want to change lives and save lives, and so we've come up with Be the One. Be the one to save one, one at a time. Every life is important, not only to us, but really to America. And we want to say that don't feel alone, don't want to have that hopelessness and emptiness continue. We want to show that we care. And there's a lot of things that we can do together as a family to continue to strengthen America.
Do you find that just reaching out to somebody for the veteran really helps their state of mind?
Oh, Randy, awesome question, and absolutely great insight. You know, we've created something, too, that even the VA has picked up and now is using. We've been implementing what we call the buddy checks. And what we've been doing is calling our members just saying, hey, how's it going? You know, just first of all, asking. And I think that really has resonated with our members. And that is a key, communication. I think some people, we're so used to phones, aren't we? We take our phone out and kind of waste some time here. But I think we've lost that one-on-one communication. We need to get back into it. And what better to have the largest veterans organization in the world, the American Legion, take the forefront on that and showing people that we do truly care. And that's what our message is about, being the one.
Well, I would imagine somebody that has gone and served, when they come back, they probably feel they have a unique set of circumstances that maybe some people would understand. But just having conversation about that topic can be helpful, right?
Absolutely. And what our veterans go through and you know, our people who served, I mean, talking about family separations, the high stress of a job, you know, all those things do play. And so there is a common bond, you know, when we have raised our hand and served different circumstances. And so we're saying, hey, you're not alone, you know. We went through those same things, and what better to then have that bond, reestablish that bond with fellow veterans in part of the Legion. So again, we have that message that we really want to get out there. Again, a message of purpose and relevance, right, Randy? That is important
right.
to us. So again, changing lives and saving lives, we want to make sure that that's to the forefront.
I want to give you an opportunity to really let us in on all the things that the American Legion does. I think a lot of times we drive by and the casual resident may see the American Legion Hall over here and they know it's an event center and that type of thing, but they may not know about the Legion itself and all the really services you provide to veterans.
Oh, exactly. Good question. I was talking about this earlier with a few of our friends here and other interviews that I've been having. And sometimes people drive through, just like you said, and they think it's just a little social club. There's so much. When I first joined too, I thought, well, okay, there's a few of my buddies, and kind of get away kind of thing from my regular work. And it's so much more. We have youth programs, from oratoricals where we offer scholarships to, I was just bringing up our baseball program in which we bring 50,000 young athletes to the field. 50,000. We have boys state and girls state, again, knowing the civics program and teaching constitution and how government works. I mean, 16,000 young men and thousands of young ladies get to learn more about that. And then if they do become a senator, they get to go to Boys and Girls Nation, which they get to meet the president. We had a former president, Bill Clinton. He was a part of that program. We have also major leaguers that were a part of the baseball program. So that's our children and youth. From shooting sports and all these other things that we do, to then our service officers, again, talking about our benefits and all these things that our veterans have not just deserved, but earned. Those are the men and women that I want at the side of our fellow veterans to address VA concerns and to help with benefits. But those are the individuals that I certainly want at the side, a true ally, a true friend. So again, these are just a couple of highlights that are just coming off my head right now. But then obviously to the federal side of passing bills and making it better. As I mentioned too, the GI Bill, it just didn't fall from the sky. That came from the American Legion. And it really, really created the middle class if you do the history on it. It's amazing things that the American Legion has done and continues to do.
So let's point them in the direction of a web address. Do you have a website that people can really learn more about what the Legion does?
Absolutely. Please go and join us. And that website would be legion.org. Legion.org. And if they want to learn more about how to be the one and suicide prevention and training, simply go to that betheone.org as well.
Okay.
Betheone.org.
BeTheOne.org. Okay. Very important, important element, important topic to address. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I think this ties in so incredibly well that you really have to be aware that veteran suicide numbers are up, and we don't want them to go that direction. So thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. Daniel C. Hafer, American Legion National Commander, thank you for joining us on the program this morning.
Good to be here. Thank you kindly, Randy.